Scams and fraud are still on the rise, with the methods becoming more complicated by the day. Constable LaBelle is a community safety officer with the Ontario Provincial Police who works out of the Prince Edward County Detachment. He wanted to increase awareness of scams and fraud, but more importantly, wanted to talk to people in person for a stronger impact. And what better place to do it? At their bank. Constable LaBelle is the officer in the branch offering information about scams and fraud, and it opens up the opportunity for people to talk about their experiences. 35% of the population in the county is people over the age of 65, and many are elderly and vulnerable. They do their banking in person, and they don't necessarily have computers. In many cases, a visit to the bank could be the highlight of their day or week. The Officer on the Branch program gives customers the opportunity to find out more about scams. I caught up with Constable LaBelle at the CIBC branch in Picton, where we chatted about the program. Constable, can you tell me about this program?
Yeah, so the program that I'm doing right now is called the Officer in the Branch. I approached a bunch of branch managers here in Picton, and so I could spread awareness about frauds and the common tips that we give out to our victims and how to protect themselves straight to the people that attend the banks in person. Spreading, I think, awareness right where the frauds happen and where people are doing their banking, I think, is a good way to outreach and kind of reach our clients.
And you have quite a bit of material here for people to take home and take a look at. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we have here the little black book of scams, which is common scams that we see out on the road and how people kind of get scammed. And then we have just a bunch of pamphlets here and our lovely pencils. And just
bags.
Just bags.
Yeah.
Really, kids stuff for the kids. There's for kids that come here, and yeah, I think it's just mostly an opportunity for people that when they come and do their banking in person to speak to an officer instead of just over the phone. I think that physical kind of in-person approach might resonate just a little bit better than just a poster or an online kind of campaign.
Personal.
Yeah.
Personal. What would you say is the most common problem right now with scamming and fraud?
Like the most common scam that we see,
mm-hmm.
or?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's one most common one. However, I think the one that affects the most is the romance scam. The scammers are gonna try and prey on the emotion of the victim and try and convince them that they need to give them funds right away. So they prey on the emotion, and they'll try and make the victims, convince them to make a rapid decision without giving them a lot of time to kind of think and kind of reflect on what they're doing.
That impacts the person so many on different levels. I mean, it's not just the money. You know, they get pulled in on the romance part. They're obviously lonely, so somehow it's... Yeah. You know, making them vulnerable to that. They're huge, huge.
And it affects not only their financials, like you said, but it also affects their safety at home. What happens after they were scammed? They gave out a certain amount of information, probably like their address, where they live, their phone number. So kind of leaves those people kind of very vulnerable. And what happens after the scam? Like, now I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now they know where I live. They know who I am, my address, my phone, they know everything. So there's a lot more than just a financial aspect to it.
That's far different than the grandmother scam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they kind of pretend to be someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why here, I didn't think about mentioning it here, but you probably know Sergeant Guscott here. He's a huge aspect of the neighborhood protect program here in the county. Let's just say our door-to-door scam, where people come up and say, hey, your eavesdrops are off, or I'm hydro and I need to go inside your house to inspect the furnace. That's
right.
An example. Well, if someone says no, well, that was kind of sketchy. It's kind of weird that someone would do that.
Well, he can make a post on that neighborhood protect, and that would kind of alert everyone that's subscribed in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think spreading awareness and spreading the information about the frauds, having a discussion with your peers, your family, your neighbor, your neighborhood, your employees, your bosses, and just spreading the information about the most common frauds that you guys see. I think just having a conversation about the frauds, and what kind of frauds you've seen, just helps to spread awareness and kind of prevent frauds from happening.
Constable LaBelle is the officer in the branch the last Wednesday in February at BMO and Bank of Nova Scotia in March, all in Picton. For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.